A broadening credit endorsement of SA's progress, Fitch upgraded South Africa's sovereign rating after 21 years. Sanisha Pakirasamy, chief economist, and Shiamo Masike, economist, at Momentum Investments. Fitch Ratings upgraded South Africa's, SA, sovereign credit rating from BB to BB on 5 June 2026, marking the first upgrade since 2005, while maintaining a stable outlook. The upgrade primarily reflects SA's record of prudent fiscal management and progress in fiscal consolidation despite weak economic growth and domestic and global shocks. Fitch noted that stronger fiscal outcomes, together with revisions to gross domestic product, GDP, data, have left the debt-to-GDP ratio materially lower than anticipated when the sovereign was downgraded to BB in 2020. Fitch highlighted that SA has recorded primary budget surpluses, averaging around 1% of GDP, over the past four fiscal years, a notable improvement from the average primary deficit of 0.6% of GDP recorded between fiscal year, FY, 2011-12 and FY 2019-20. The primary surplus is projected to widen to 1.7% of GDP in FY 2027-28, supported by expenditure restraint, including lower real transfers to households and local government, a public sector wage agreement that caps salary increases at 4% and an early retirement program to rein in the civil servant wage bill. Higher commodity prices are also expected to support stronger tax revenue collection. As a result, the consolidated fiscal deficit is expected to narrow, while government debt is projected to stabilize at around 80% of GDP, including local government debt, over the next two fiscal years. Fitch also highlighted a lower risk of contingent liabilities, reflecting improved financial performance at major state-owned enterprises, a view shared by Moody's and S&P. Progress on structural reforms has eased some of the supply-side constraints that have weighed on economic growth, particularly in electricity and logistics. As a result, Fitch revised its growth forecasts modestly higher, with real GDP growth expected to improve from 1.1% in 2025 to 1.4% in 2027. However, growth remains a key credit constraint, with the 2027 forecast of 1.4% well below the projected BB median of 4%. Political risks were assessed as being elevated ahead of the local government elections scheduled for 4 November 2026, with tensions within the Government of National Unity, NU, expected to rise. Nevertheless, Fitch's base case is that the NU remains intact through its full term until the next national elections in 2029. The agency also expects President Cyril Ramaphosa to remain in office despite an impeachment committee being set up regarding the Falafala matter, noting that the ANC remains the largest party in parliament with 40% of the seats. A two-thirds majority would be required for impeachment, and this is a high threshold. Fitch also views the fiscal impact of the Middle East conflict as manageable. While the announced temporary fuel levy relief will reduce revenue, Fitch expects this to be offset by stronger corporate income tax collections, supported by elevated commodity prices. Inflation is expected to remain above the SA Reserve Bank's, SARB, new 3% target and 2% to 4% tolerance band, reaching 4.5% at the end of 2026. As such, Fitch expects one additional 25 basis point interest rate increase later this year. Despite the credit rating upgrade, SA's credit profile remains constrained by relatively high debt levels, weak economic growth and elevated debt servicing costs compared with similarly rated sovereigns. Government debt is expected to stabilize at around 80% of GDP over the next 2 years, compared with a projected BB median of 53%, while the interest-to-revenue ratio is forecast at 19% in 2027 versus a BB median of 11%. However, Fitch highlighted several important strengths, including the long average maturity of government debt, A low share of foreign currency denominated debt and stronger reserve adequacy, with the SARB's international reserves expected to remain above 5.5 months of current external payments compared with the BB median 2027 forecast of 4.8 months. According to Fitch, a further upgrade would require a sustained decline in government debt to GDP and stronger medium-term real growth prospects, while a failure to stabilize debt or a material deterioration in growth and fiscal outcomes could place downward pressure on the credit rating. Fitch's sovereign rating model generates a rating equivalent to BB+, but the agency applies qualitative overlays to reflect factors not fully captured by the model, pulling down the final rating to BB. Importantly, Fitch removed the negative adjustment previously applied to public finances, reflecting greater confidence in the government's fiscal trajectory and debt stabilization efforts. However, it retained a negative one-notch qualitative adjustment for SA's weak medium-term growth prospects, underscoring that economic growth remains the key constraint on the sovereign rating. At BB, Fitch's rating is now aligned with Moody's and S&P, see Chart 1. However, Fitch maintains a stable outlook, while both Moody's and S&P have positive outlooks. The upgrade was somewhat unexpected given Fitch's previous stable outlook and the heightened uncertainty arising from the Middle East conflict. The next reviews by Moody's and S&P are scheduled for the 27th of November 2026, just over a month after the medium-term budget policy statement on the 28th of October and shortly after the local government elections. If fiscal performance continues to improve and government debt has indeed peaked in FY 2025-26, further positive rating actions from Moody's and S&P remain plausible, provided geopolitical developments and a potential El Niño event does not materially weaken the growth outlook or fiscal trajectory. Ends. Author: at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments Plus Posts. Bio at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Moody's signals growing confidence in SA at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a Glance, April 2026 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A soft inflation reading before the war shock bites, at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Business Pulse, sentiment up, but Middle East risks linger at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. United States and Israeli strikes escalate Iran tensions into a regional crisis at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. National Budget Preview, Holding the Fiscal Line While Politics Pulls, by Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. No interest rate cut, but the scissors are still on the table at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Headline and core inflation inched higher in December at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A fragile world, a firmer rand, what 2026 means for SA consumers and investors at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. November CPI surprise strengthens case for 2026 rate cuts at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. 2026 economic outlook, what will move markets next year? At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Financial stability review, financial system resilience holds firm amid geopolitical and policy risks. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Interest rate cut to 6.75% with further room to ease at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A vote of confidence, SA's credit story turns a corner at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Medium-term budget preview, windfalls, warnings and waiting for a ratings lift at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, October 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. South Africa's economy shows fragile rebound at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, August 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. July CPI rose to 3.5%, with rates expected to remain on hold at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, July 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economists share their views on the impact of the escalating Middle East conflict. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. How geopolitics could make or break South Africa's ESG future. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Business Pulse. Sentiment dips to 40, revealing broad weakness. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance. May 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. National Budget Review 3.0, Three Strikes or a Charm? At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a Glance, April 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. External Trade Trends, First Quarter 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Inflation edges up to 3.2% in the first rebased CPI at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Geoeconomic confrontation, top risk facing global economy at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Looking back on 2024, and looking forward to 2025. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Financial Stability Review. A more favorable domestic environment for the financial sector at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Medium-term budget review at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Monetary policy review. Cautious global rate cutting cycle at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. SARB delivered the first highly anticipated repo rate cut to 8% at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Headline inflation undershot the 4.5% midpoint in August 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Business Pulse. Firms are cautiously optimistic at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Growth up 0.4% Q/Q in Q2 2024 buoyed by consumption at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. The two-pot retirement reform's impact on inflation at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. July CPI plunge to 4.6% is supportive of an interest rate cut. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. June's dip in rental inflation larger than anticipated at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Market and economic outlook. July 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. CPI unchanged at 5.2% Y/Y in May, in line with expectations at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Growth unexpectedly contracts by 0.1% in Q1 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Monetary Policy Review. SARB keeps interest rates steady at 8.25%. A less hawkish hold at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. From ballots to balance sheets, forecasting SA's economic path pre and post elections at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Encouraging drop in services inflation in April 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on the inflation release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for April 2024. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Monetary policy review. More caution over interest rates at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on the inflation release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Food inflation dip drives headline figure lower to 5.3% in March at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, March 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Medical and fuel inflation drove inflation higher in February at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for February 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Business Pulse. Business confidence depressed at 30 points at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. SA dodges a technical recession in the fourth quarter of 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's budget speech by Sanisha Pakirasamy, economist at Momentum Investments. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Sona. Addressing democratic despondency with pre-election promises at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for January 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Steady repo rate at 8.25%, but exercising caution at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's interest rate decision and the outlook for monetary policy in SA at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Headline inflation softened to 5.1% Y in December 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's inflation release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Market and economic outlook, January 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Inflation spike reverses in November 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Consumer pulse, consumers face mounting financial pressures. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Financial market outlook for 2024. Rate reversal rejoice. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Surprising inflation spike to 5.9% Y in October led by higher fuel and food prices at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's inflation release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for October 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's medium-term budget policy statement, MTBPS, at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Taming the inflation genie at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on statistics South Africa, Stats SA, inflation figures and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for September 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. August 2023 economies at a glance and summary of indices. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. GDP overshoots expectations at 0.6% QQ in the second quarter at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's GDP release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Have the low-hanging fruit rotted in South Africa? At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for July 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for June 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. SA economy averts a technical recession in Q1 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Food inflation underpins negative inflation surprise yet again at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. SARB delivers surprise 50 basis point hike on sharply higher inflation forecasts. At Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments plus posts. Bio. At Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Moody's signals growing confidence in SA at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, April 2026 at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. A soft inflation reading before the war shock bites at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Business pulse, sentiment up, but Middle East risks linger at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. United States and Israeli strikes escalate Iran tensions into a regional crisis at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. National budget preview, holding the fiscal line while politics pulls, by Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Growth unexpectedly contracts by 0.1% in Q1 2024 at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Monetary policy review, SARB keeps interest rates steady at 8.25% a less hawkish hold at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Steady repo rate at 8.25% but exercising caution. At Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Headline inflation softened to 5.1% Y in December 2023 at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Inflation spike reverses in November 2023 at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Consumer Pulse. Consumers face mounting financial pressures at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Surprising inflation spike to 5.9% Y in October led by higher fuel and food prices at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. GDP overshoots expectations at 0.6% Q in the second quarter at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. SA economy averts a technical recession in Q1 2023 at Shiamo Masike, Momentum Investments. Food inflation underpins negative inflation surprise yet again share on your socials.